Hey, everybody, this is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Shaw.
And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about business intelligence for startups.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
So here's the deal, Heaton. Here's a trend that I've seen over the last few years and also something that's been on my mind. It's the big topic of data and insights within your company. I think when you're just starting out in your startup and you're a handful of people and you're working day and night and you're like super involved with everything, you generally have and should have everybody care about data and look at the numbers and look at the information and collect and do the research and constantly and consistently generate insights that help you adjust and pivot until you figure out kind of the big building blocks of your business. Try to figure out what is it that we're building? Who is it that we're building it for? What differentiates us? How do we bring this to market? All these things. But as your company grows and as you become, you know, 20 people and then 50 and then 100. And as your customers are now thousands and thousands of customers and you grow to hundreds of thousands and then millions in revenue, the amount of data in all regards of your business, this can be marketing data, this could be sales data, this could be, you know, success data, this could be product metrics and data, the amount of information in your business skyrockets. And you know, there comes a point where anytime there's a question around specific metrics, you can have a team kind of go after it and try to figure it out. But it seems like there are more and more companies that will have, you know, somebody or a team that's actually to a large degree responsible for doing business intelligence, which means having an overview and an insight into most of the big business metrics and trying to generate insights or view opportunities or risks ahead of everybody else because they have a kind of a holistic view and the mandate to be looking and driving data to generate insights for the business. And this is kind of still a new field. There's a lot of bullshit involved. There's a lot of lack of clarity on, is this needed? When is this needed? Who should be doing this? How should it be done? So I wanted to chat with you a little bit about this because I know you are incredibly experienced and insightful when it comes to kind of data in companies. So first of all, when you think about, you know, business intelligence for startups, is that just bullshit? Is that in an amazing field that needs a lot more investment? What's kind of your initial reaction when you hear that?
Yeah, I think that at some scale, something like business intelligence starts making sense inside of a company. A lot of it has to do with the company culture, how data informed the company wants to be or is. I think this is a very fascinating topic because at the end of the day, you're always doing business intelligence as long as you're looking at some metrics. When it starts getting official inside of companies is really what we're talking about, I think, in great part. And at that point, like you have dashboards and teams are looking at dashboards and are making decisions based on what they see in the dashboards. Ideally, this is happening on a meeting-by-meeting basis. This isn't something you just do once a quarter. And so then once you start developing that sort of workflow or that type of way to run the business, you end up needing like sort of business intelligence, as they say, which really a lot of times just points to dashboards. But those dashboards are powered by data. That data is when you start like that data, making sure it's accurate, making sure it's the right data, making sure that the teams have what they need across the whole company. That's when you start building out like basically a business intelligence team or buying a product like Looker.com or something like that, where you can sort of have dashboards that help the whole company see what's happening, see what's going on in the company and make better decisions. So on a high level, it's really just this idea that like the whole company should be looking at data. And in some parts of organization, they're using a sales tool. If it's sales, marketing is using a certain marketing tool. They already have these dashboards and these tools. The thing that gets really interesting is when you're trying to put it all together, it gets really tricky. When you're trying to put data together across all the departments, especially if some of those departments have some level of scale, like, you know, handful to dozens of people, business intelligence starts becoming a thing and companies want to wrangle their data and make sure they can build holistic dashboards these kind of things. I mean, this is a big business in terms of business intelligence. Mm. The big question is just like, how do you do it just in time or with enough sort of capital or resources that you can put behind it so that you can be successful doing it? There's so many failed attempts at this inside of organizations. It's like one of the probably areas that fails that at the same time can have the biggest impact in a business, but also can be one of the most wasteful things a business tries to do.
Yeah, it's one of those areas where a business might be, you know, not that data-driven, not have a good handle on their dashboards and the analytics and the metrics. And then at some point, it becomes kind of a glaring issue. And then it's like an overreaction is the attempt to solve this. Let's put together a business intelligence department, and you want to hire a bunch of people, come in and fix this holistically, when maybe that's too big of a first step. One thing that I've seen been done a lot is that sometimes companies will start having like these individual teams that have the biggest need for more kind of a better handle on the metrics and on the analytics and numbers, just hire an analyst, right? So the marketing team might hire a marketing analyst, or the sales team might hire a sales analyst, instead of just building a kind of from the get-go a business intelligence department or group. These teams will identify that they themselves have a big need for it, and they bring in somebody like an analyst person to do that. But it's always a tricky role, because most startups, by the time that they would entertain hiring somebody like that, it's a very different hire from the culture before. It's like, I'll tell you, for me, I've never hired an analyst. And so even evaluating a person like that and knowing how to evaluate this person's performance and how to integrate them into the entire company would be very difficult, because the kind of people are not difficult, but different, because the type of people that we used to hire as a startup, you start hiring, you know, developers, designers, salespeople, marketing people. And those people, you know, a much more direct impact, and their work product is much more transparently viewable. And then when you start hiring for ops roles, and then even later now for like an analyst role, it's much more outside the sphere of where you operate probably in the first couple of years as you grow. What's your recommendation?